7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, this ought to be interesting. Kick it.
Salah against Neto. This is Salah. Oh, it's saved. But Salah fires it into the back of the net.
Yeah.
On the follow-up.
All right. Let's get this going appropriately enough that it's not a thing that's got to do a blanc on Bezibet. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, and hello. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and today is Saturday, which means I gotta sit around and, watch a lot of football. So it's football day today for me. I'm pretty excited about it. And what else are we doing? Well, not a lot. Once again, I hate to disappoint everyone. No, I don't. I can't even be polite about it. We can't go outside today because we have heat. Heat has suddenly returned. And this is why I'm up early. This is why everything is messed up and weird. Because for some reason, I only slept for about 5 hours, and I woke up, and I laid around for a while. I tried to go back to sleep. That didn't happen, so I thought, well, we'll just get up. It's always good to get up early, because then we can run outside, and we can enjoy cooler weather, and we can go see some dudes or something, right? So I ate breakfast, then I sat down to look at the weather to see what was going on, right? Well, let's go outside, it'll be fun. No. Absolutely not. It was already too hot, and I thought, oh, this isn't good. Then they said, yeah, it's only going to get up to 34 degrees today. Great. And then, of course, it'll hit 40 here in a day or two. And then we're going to have a few days of that. So yeah, triple digits for my American listeners. Triple digits. I'm not excited. Well, I'm not excited about that. I am vaguely excited about some other stuff. One of those things that I'm vaguely excited about is this tea. I'm drinking tea today. Just because I can. But I'm excited about something else too. I'm super excited. But you can't tell. Yeah, I gotta ramp up my enthusiasm here. What's the big plan for today? What am I doing? Yeah, anyway. I have a thing. I have a thing that we got to deal with. We have to look at. We have to check out. There's something happening here. A couple of days ago, I ordered a thing. I ordered a part. I ordered a piece of electronic stuff. I don't know why I did this. Well, actually, I know why. It's just... So, I don't know what got into me. And I started looking up specs on electronics parts, and I found something, and I said, yes, it's only $17.50. It's 20 freaking dollars, but okay, I could have bought the smaller one for, you know, like $8, but no, I had to buy the big one. What did you buy, Tobe? What did you buy? I bought myself a flex sensor, and it came in the mail yesterday. a flex sensor, you might ask? Yeah, basically it's a variable resistor. It's a potentiometer. And when you bend it, it changes resistance. So yeah, it's basically sort of this mylar film or this thicker... It reminds me of celluloid because of the color and everything. But it's like this thin plastic film that's got some magical electronic stuff on it. And it acts like a resistor. And then when you bend it, it acts even more like a resistor. Oh, great. Here comes the cat. You're supposed to be sleeping upstairs. You need to go upstairs and sleep so I can do synth stuff, because you're just going to be a lunk. A lunk of a lunk-a-blunk. What do you think of that? And we've already done kitty business this morning. I pet you up. I brushed you up. We did water pouring. What are you doing? So the cat has arrived. Anyway. So yeah, this flex sensor came up, or arrived. It came in the mail yesterday. And I thought, yay, now I can play with this thing. And so it took me forever to get it all together. Because I have, of course, none of the support equipment that I need to deal with something like this. Great. So I spent, I don't know how long, an hour? Not all at once. But I spent a lot of time trying to get this damn thing to work. Well, Tobe, how are you trying to get it to work? Well, I'm trying to get it to work to be a synth thing. Obviously, this is synth stuff. I love synth. I'm doing synth things, and I want to make this a synth controller type of thing. What I want is some kind of control voltage generator that has this as the actuator, the thingy, right? So I spent all this time utterly failing to get anything to work. And I thought, this is crazy. Why is this not working? Am I really as dumb as I think I am? No, I could have sworn I was smarter than this. But nothing would work. Everything was failing and failing. And I was about to throw everything in the trash and just go, oh, well, that just a failed idea. When for some reason I started checking voltages of things. And just started probing around, thinking, why doesn't this work? It makes no sense. And that's when I found out that my 5-volt power supply that I was using to power all this is actually a... Oh, there goes the music. God damn it. Is actually a 12-volt power supply. Yeah, so for the last couple of years, I've been using this breadboard power supply that I bought as advertised, it's switchable between 3.3 and 5 volts. No, it's not. And it's mislabeled, and he sold me the wrong thing, and I got a 12-volt power supply. So, okay, once I figured that out, I said, okay, that's great and everything. Here we go. This is going to be a really crappy show today. I can tell already. The technology's not working. I'm going to get over there and that's going to fail. This is all going to be terrible. But that's okay, because it's Saturday and there's nobody listening today. So that's just great. So once I figured out that the power is all wrong and dumb and stupid, I thought, okay, well, let's start all over again for the 15th time. And all I gotta do now is find a 5-volt power supply, for which, of course, I have none. Why would I have something like that? That would be convenient. So the only thing I could think of was batteries, and the only way we could get that to work was by taking apart something else so I could get a 3-cell battery holder. Okay, so I finally get all that together, and thank God I actually had the batteries, because the Emeritus bought me a bunch of batteries about a week and a half ago. Thank God. And so I got it all together. I put the batteries in the thing. I slapped the batteries onto the breadboard, and okay. Yeah, now this thing is working. And of course, it's working the way I thought it should. And the only reason it is working is because the... I was originally going to do it one way, and then I thought, oh, I'll do it this other way. And then I started talking to some people. I started talking to Stug and JWH in comm, going, hey, can I get away with doing this? And I'm like, yeah, I think so. Yeah, just do the right stuff, put the right parts in it. Yeah, okay. And so, yeah, I did that. And none of that worked. And so then I went back to my original idea. And yeah, the original idea, of course, works just fine. Huh. Makes no sense. Although when I say it works just fine as proof of concept. In order to really optimize this thing, I'm going to have to do a little bit more work on it, but not too much. I might do some of that today, I don't know. Basically, I need to sort of increase the range, but the funny thing is that I sort of don't have to, because in the funny little notch where I'm going to use this potentiometer, this flex sensor, I think I'm going to get enough response out of it where it is. I don't know, really know if I'm going to need to do much more to it, but the odds are good. Odds are good I'll probably have to do something. I just don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Well, I mean, I sort of have a basic idea, but got to figure out if I really want to do this. Anyway. The cat is staring at me. The cat's giving me that dirty look. Why are you talking and why are you not pouring me water? So what we're going to do here is we're going to go to some music, and then I'm going to move over into the synth zone and we're going to test out my new thing. Yeah, we're going to get some water in just a second. So start up the groovy disco jazz.
Moja,
Okay, so we've got another failure. I don't feel like doing this today. Anyway, I guess this gives us a good opportunity to now go over here and get the rest of this stuff going. All right, so let's unplug some of this crap here. This is very difficult to do. One-handed, there we go. And we'll move over here into the synth zone. And guess what? What do you want to bet that none of this crap works today? Yeah, okay, so now I gotta unplug some other crap over here so I can plug this in. All right, so is this gonna work? I guess we're gonna find out. We gotta plug all the stuff in. And, I'm gonna sit here like this. I guess we need to turn this thing on. We gotta plug this thing in. And is everything on? Yeah. Okay, the synth is on with the same old crap that's been in it for a while. Now we gotta set up the thing. So I need to precariously balance. How am I going to do this? All right, I got to put this down. Hold on. And then we'll put the box down. We'll put this on the box. Get the batteries up here. This is so sketchy. So freaking sketchy. And then we got to plug in. What is this? What is, okay, this is the multimeter. And do we have, yeah, we got that thing. That's not what we want, though. We want that thing. All right, let's plug this in and see if this will work. Actually, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this one-handed, because you can't imagine how sketchy this actually is. Basically, what's happening here is I have to plug a bare pigtail into my synth. And then, let's see, is this the right thing? Yeah. I got to alligator clip some jumper cables to the end of that pigtail. Where's the other one? Here's the other one. And then the other end of those alligator clip jumpers goes into my, well, those are clipped to some things. Well, they're both clipped to a resistor, frankly, that is plugged into the breadboard. And now I gotta plug the batteries. What the hell was that? I gotta plug the batteries into the thing. Alright. And it's on. Now I need some tone. Okay, there's Florian screaming away. And so I've got this flex sensor set up on the breadboard, and it's just sticking straight up. Again, This is a piece of filmy plastic that's about 100 centimeters long. Maybe a little bit more. Not 100 centimeters, 100 millimeters. And it's about 6 millimeters wide. And there is a voltage going through it that is then going into the first oscillator of Florian. And it sounds like this. And then when we bend or deflect the flex sensor, it changes the pitch of the oscillator like this. Okay, so there it is straight up, and then we can bend it a little bit, back and forth. Now it's a vibrato. Maximum deflection. Absolutely thrilling. Let's unplug it. All right, Florian goes back to normal. Let's plug this into the filter cutoff. Okay, so now we can do this. And bend. Yeah, you can hear a little zhvizh, zhvizh, zhvizh. Well, maybe we can adjust that a little bit. What if we do this? Okay, bend. What if we go this way? No. All right. Isn't that fun? Yeah, it is pretty fun. What else can we plug it into? Oh, let's look for things to plug it into. Well, yeah, I guess we can plug it into some of this stuff. Do the cords reach that far? Oh, I don't know. Okay, we're going to turn off Florian. And we're going to, what are we going to do? Let's plug it into here. Barely noticeable. What about in here? All right, a little more interesting. And bend. Yay, he's fun. But did I just mess up my gain staging? Hold on a second. Drop that funky, funky beat. No, wait. I'm scared. Okay, now drop that funky, funky beat. Wait. It reset everything. Uh-oh. What did I just do? Oh, nothing. Oh, that's right. I found a weird thing. Wait, we'll get into that in a minute. I have seriously screwed some stuff up here. Can I get this back together? Wow. I screwed something up. And that's fine. Whatever. It's screw up day, I guess. What else can we plug this thing into? I don't know. Because, you know, this isn't all that interesting.
Hmm.
broke it. What the hell am I doing? What is going on here? You know, the funny thing is, first of all, let's turn this off. Oh, the trials and tribulations of a boy synthesist. Oh, what to do with my life? I know, synth. Let's tune that thing to this thing. Okay, hold on, I gotta use two hands. I learned I can do this. Assigned this knob to just basically spread the octave out. I forgot all about it until last night. And now I can do that. That's fun. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on a non-radio. But now it's the end of the line for me. The end of the line. Yes.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. We'll be right back.